Thank you, Gloria. Let's take your Bibles, and I just want to share very briefly a few thoughts with you to remind us of this occasion and something right out of the Word of God. As we look at Colossians chapter 3, and just one verse tonight, Colossians 3:15, and we ask the question, I ask it to myself and I ask you tonight, are you thankful? Are we really thankful? Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That's a good thing, isn't it? The peace of God. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. That's a good admonition and a holy imperative from a good God to remind us to be thankful. I spoke to the 29ers today, and I was in Psalm 103. And the psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And then he says, don't forget all of his benefits. My goodness, we have so many benefits from Almighty God tonight. Just think of all of the blessings. It's so easy, especially here in America, where we have so much. And we are blessed. And I believe there's a reason we have been blessed, because in the past we've honored God. And I think God's people are blessed. And there are those throughout the Bible that we know were blessed. They were Christians. They loved God. But sometimes, if we're not careful, we begin to take them for granted, as you've already heard in testimonies tonight. But I'm glad God blesses us. Thank him for his daily blessings. Have you been blessed today already? I have. I could name a whole list right away about how many blessings I've already had this day. Why, we went out to the mailbox and got the mail, and we got in the car. We hadn't gotten until we got ready to come to church. And I opened one of them, and it was a nice, kind note thanking my wife and I for being pastor and pastor's wife. We had another one recently. I'm telling you, that's a blessing. And there's so many. And I just use that as an illustration. And you can think right now of daily blessings. And I think we ought to acknowledge them every day. Amen. Wake up thinking about God. Go to bed thinking about God. And thank him for his daily blessings. Thank him for his providential care. Thank him for so many things. And we're supposed to pray to God and let him know that we're thankful. Continue in prayer with thanksgiving. Chapter 4, verse 2 says, with thanksgiving. How many times have we heard Dr. Barber close his prayer, and with thanksgiving? That's scriptural. With thanksgiving. It's always right. It's always good to give thanksgiving to God when we're praying. And we have so much to be thankful for. I mentioned not only the inquiries about thankfulness, but the iniquity of unthankfulness. Do you know that is one of the signs of the last days? The latter part of the last days. And I know Paul said they were living in the last days. But as we've moved down through time, 2 Timothy 3:2, the Bible says, for men shall be covetous, blasphemers, unthankful. And he goes on to name some other things. But one of the signs in that is the sign of being unthankful. It is symbolic and certainly a reminder to us that we're in the last days. And my, we see so much of that. I cannot imagine the way some people are so unthankful to a holy God and a merciful God and a good God that they don't even acknowledge God. Their Thanksgiving will be a party of revelry and drinking and sports and nothing about God, nothing to really praise God for and have nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. But thank God ours won't be that way, amen? We have much to be thankful for. Luke 6:35, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. I heard someone say that just before church, talking about God letting the sun shine on those that are good and those that are bad, and the rain come down on those that are good and those that are bad. But we who are God's children should be thankful, and we should tell God we're thankful. Shakespeare wrote this. He said, I hate ingratitude more to man than lying, vainness, babbling, drunkenness, or any taint of vice whose strong corruption inhabits our frail blood. How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. How many of the parents here would like to have a thankless child? Don't you like it when your children say, thank you, Dad, thank you, Mom, or maybe Grandpa or Grandma, to have a grandchild that'll thank you for those things? By the way, I have a real smart grandson. I just want to mention this. I'm not preferential toward him, but I've got to tell you that his other grandparents, the Conlanders, were asking him about what his daddy did, and he said, does he work around the church? And of course, Phil works here and over the building and grounds and everything. And so they said to him, well, does your grandpa work here? Your papa work at the church? He says, no, he just sits in his chair in the office. Oh, brother, that's not good, is it? Seems like every time he knocks on my door and comes in, I'm sitting in that chair studying or something, you know. But grandparents, don't you like it when your grandchildren say thank you? And they say thank you and you appreciate it so very much. Well, we ought to say thank you to God. He is our Heavenly Father. And I don't know why God wants to hear that exactly, but I do know that He does and He likes it, or He wouldn't have told us to give thanksgiving. And God likes to hear His little young'uns thanking Him. The iniquity of unthankfulness. Don't be unthankful. It's so good to hear these young people giving a testimony of thanksgiving for what they have and for the blessings of God on their life. Keep that up, young people, and you'll get somewhere in life in the economy of God, and you'll do something for the Lord. There's also the inclusiveness of thanksgiving. The inclusiveness of it. This one is a little more difficult. I find it to be a lot more difficult. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That one's a little tougher, isn't it? Man, as I say sometimes, when you Baptists win the lottery, you just thank the Lord for that. I saw a guy Sunday over at the country club. We eat over there sometimes on Sunday. And this is an African-American guy. He's one of the waiters. And he's so mad at the Dallas Cowboys because he lost a wager on them week before last, and he put some more money. And I said to him, look, if you win this time, please tithe at our church. And he got a kick out of that, you know. But I was, of course, kidding with him. But I'd just soon we had it as the devil to have it. Amen. But in everything, give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God. Giving thanks always for all things, Paul reminds us in Ephesians 5:20, not just a few of them, but all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks for that which is uncertain. You know, there are a lot of things we don't know about the future, right? We're living in real different times, and we don't know what's in the future. But you know what? That's a good faith builder. I am confident that God has the future in His hands. Amen. Whatever it may be, I'm confident that God is going to take care of those uncertainties that may be in my life. The older you get sometimes, the more you have some of those uncertainties. But hey, wait a minute. God's going to take care of all of those things. Don't worry about it. He will take care of them. The crises we have, they come sometimes. We don't plan them. We don't want them. I know and I feel for some of our men who have lost their jobs. And I really do. And that's tough. But I want to tell you that I believe God's going to do something in your life during this time. And He's going to have something for you at the point where He wants you to have it. And while that is going on, He will take care of you and show you how He's going to be your God and meet your needs. And we're going to pray that God will give you a job. But those crisis times come, and they're tough. But God says, just somehow trust me and get on your face before me and say, Lord, you may say it like this. I don't understand what you're doing, But by faith, I accept what you're doing. And I can tell you that every time I've done that in my life, God has blessed with blessings untold. May not have always been what I wanted or what I expected, but it's what God worked out. It was something that I needed at the time and something God used. I could give you a number of illustrations now, but we don't have the time for that. Thank God when the barns are full, and thank God when the barns are empty. Amen? Sometimes that's just the way it is. Thank God whenever you have the blessings of health, and thank God for those times when you don't have the blessings of health. Thank God for even friends who let you down and disappoint you. We're no better than Jesus. And he had one of the 12 who broke his heart and disappointed him. But you know what? When people do that to us, maybe we appreciate Jesus a little more. Maybe we enter into the fellowship of his suffering. Maybe we understand a little bit more about how much Jesus must have loved us. And thank God for the fireplace when it's nice and you can sit by it and enjoy all of the blessings of God. And thank God sometimes when there's the fire of persecution that we have to go through simply because we are believers and Christians. And then there's the thankfulness that I would call inspiration. We need to be inspired to speak up to others and let others know that we're thankful. I enjoyed these testimonies tonight. I mean, all of them were a blessing. The little children, the teenagers, the adults, the testimonies of what God has been doing in your life. And that's good. David said that I may publish with a voice of thanksgiving and tell of all the wondrous works. Isn't it great to be able to give God glory and give him praise and say, I didn't do it, I can't do it, I don't have the ability to do it, but thank God he did it, he has the power to do it. And all of us could stand and give testimonies to that tonight, no doubt. Daniel said, I thank thee, when he was thanking God for the dream and the vision that God had allowed him to have to share with those people and with us, so we'll know about the end times. The apostles were people of thanksgiving. Paul said he counted himself not to be worthy, or counted it a blessing to be worthy to suffer for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way it should be in our lives. And then I think of the statement called insult. When we think about the blessings of God, and we think about who God is and what God has done, what has he done? He's given us his Son. He gave us Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our iniquities and for our sins. My sins tonight, thank God, are under the blood of Jesus Christ. Past, present, and future. That's not an encouragement to go out and live a loose life of sin, but it's an encouragement to know, thank God, that my sins and your sins, if you're saved, are under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what an insult to have God give his Son to die for you, and then for you or me or anybody else to be unthankful to the point that we do not accept the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and he did it for you and he did it for me. I love Jesus tonight. How about you? I know you do, and I'm thankful that he died on the cross for my sins. 1923, there was a great earthquake in Japan. And the people said in history that 300,000 people died in that earthquake. 300,000. And there were 2,500,000 plus homes that were totally destroyed. And guess what country went over and helped them out the most? The country that helped them the most was the United States of America. And someone made a statement back then. They said, Japan will never forget. Now that was 1923. But ladies and gentlemen, December the 7th, 1941, they did forget, and that was Pearl Harbor. May you and I not be guilty of forgetting all of the blessings of God. And they forgot what an awful price. But don't squander away the gifts of eternal life that God has given us through Jesus Christ. Probably most everybody here is saved tonight. But if there's one here, just one, that has never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, tonight's the night to do it. And don't be unthankful and squander away the love of God through Jesus. Then I ask you again, as Christians, are we thankful? Do we need to come to the old-fashioned altar tonight and not be in a real rush, but just to come before we have the Lord's Supper, talk to Him, give Him thanks, confess whatever there may be? We don't want to partake of the Lord's Supper unworthily. We don't. Come talk to Him. I don't know. God, that's between you and God. But whatever, I hope that tonight we can be reminded that we ought to be thankful. And I believe that a thankful heart will do, a person who has a thankful heart will do their best to live for God and live a holy life and keep a short account on sin and serve God with all of our heart. One of the ways you can tell those who are really thankful is they say, "Here I am, Lord. I'm willing to serve you. I love you so much. I will serve you until the day I die." Let's stand, please.